This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable contents. Become a Path Hunter today.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Path Hunters Podcast. Hope you guys are all doing great today. A lot of explaining to do. I know. I've been making so many excuses, and you guys are probably just dropping off like flies. And I'm so sorry. Like, number one, I'm going to start that off by saying I'm so sorry. There's a reason why the Path Hunters Podcast has been almost in the back burner a little bit. It's just because I've been trying to get my life together. I've been working really hard, and it's as if you got a eureka moment, like an epiphany for whatever reason it is. And I want to share with you guys my thought on this because, like, I want to dive into today's conversation about money. I'm going to dive into today's conversation about clarity, about direction, about just doubling down. And we're going to have fun a lot. Like, really, we're going to have a lot of fun with this episode. But number one, I just want to say that there's a reason why all this is in the back burner. It's just because I've been discovering all this for myself and getting a feel and putting myself into like the right kind of place. So that way I can continue to build a routine out of this and continue with the podcast. And I'm always committed to try to at least put out one episode a week at least. But again, like, no more excuses and everything like that. I think I got a good handle of what's going on. I think a few episodes ago, I actually shared a lot on the Sunday episodes where, there's a difference when you have clarity now and then you're about to go and embark into being hyper-focused and building your business and then going after the money and doing whatever you can and getting past your ego. And these are the little things I've been kind of sharing along the way. Today, though, I'm going to talk a little bit about money. For the longest time, like, the relationship about money has been a hard one for me to deal with, actually, because I've been trying to come from a place where money is not important. And the more that I say that, it's actually not true. Money is very, 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 like, important. Let's be honest and let's be real. Let's get that off the table. Number one, it's just because, like I said, like, money is what drives the world. Like, ask a family that has, medical bills or something like that, or something going on, like a sick family member or anything like that, ask them if money is important or not. Like, it is definitely very important. And coming to terms and being unapologetic about that has been the difficult part of it, because I'm trying to not make it feel like it's sleazy or anything like that. But I don't think it's like that anymore for me. It's just because I've been working a lot about it and understanding the money is the driver in this, and money allows you to do good things. Because, like, again, money at the end of the day is just a tool, right? Like, a gun can either be used to protect or to kill, depending on the hands that it's in, right? So similar to money. Money is just money. So understanding that, I think, like, I got a good grip on that now. It's just because, like, I'm at the point in my life where, like, money is coming up. I don't know what happened in the past couple of weeks or so. I've been actually just getting to the point where I'm sick of everything. I was sick of getting past of getting, like, you know, living off credit cards and trying to understand that I'm not where I wanted to be. And there's a reason for that, right? There's a reason why. I had to ask myself, why am I lagging? Why am I struggling? Why am I going to having this a hard time and trying to build towards, like, something that I've always wanted, even though my intentions were noble? It's all because I've been making excuses and thinking that I am above, you know, doing what it takes to go build that kind of lifestyle for myself, right? And I've really spent the past couple of weeks to go and really dove deeper into what is that ultimate lifestyle is for me. What is it? What am I doing? If I can't fail, this is a really important question. If I can't fail, what would I be doing, right? If I can do this forever, what would I be doing? These are the kind of questions that I asked myself recently and really diving into that, right? Like, really looking at, like, what am I doing? Making a list of what am I currently doing right now? Podcasting, building random YouTube videos here and there, made an Instagram course and focusing on my Instagram page and really going out that. And at the end of the day, like, it still wasn't generating money. And I've been actually pouring money into, like, a mentor where it didn't yield me the results that I really wanted, right? So it's like, admitting like that this was the case, admitting that taking a look at what your unique skills are is where I turned my attentions to. A lot of conventional wisdom will tell you that you need to focus on your weaknesses and build your weaknesses. But at the end of all that, by the end of the long run, you're just going to be full of, you know, strong weaknesses. But like what I've noticed is that taking a look at what you really like and what really turns you on is super important. What really hypes you up and what you really enjoy doing, what really comes easy. Because like once you figure that out, you can actually double down on that. You can really go towards that. Like for me, for example, like I enjoy fitness, health and fitness, and I enjoy kind of like crafting the puzzle of my own health, really, like trying to go about this and trying to take it to the next level and such. So it's quite interesting from this place. And I'm getting off on a tangent, but I really wanted to explain that basically, like when you focus on unique ability, like your unique ability, what really sets you apart from everybody else, what comes easy for you, then really that leaves a clue of which direction you want to head towards, right? Like I've been reading a book on millionaires and millionaire mindsets and like stuff by Grant Cardone, Think and Grow Rich, You Are a Badass. Like there's so many other books that I've recently dove into surrounded around money, surrounded around abundance. And most of it refers to just focusing on your unique abilities and accepting and embracing your good side and your bad side too, actually. But, you know, I'm really taking a look at that. So for me, I had to really dive deep into looking at what have I been doing the past 18 months, right? And looking at that, and it has been not much. I've been dabbling. I built like a drop shipping business and it didn't go so well. You know, there was other things as well. It's an Instagram course. I tried being a coach. All these different things. And at the end of the day, like it didn't work out. Like I'm being straight up and clear with you guys. And I'm at the point where like, I really love the business, the private labeling part of it right now. And it really just turns me on. I really enjoy it. I really look at it and I dream about it. And I'm finding myself like really diving in more information and really being obsessed. I think only reason that this is the case is just because like I see the potential in it. I see a lot of people in this space making, you know, 6-7 figures, 8 figures and such like that. But like, again, these are just these outliers. And most of these people, I have to really ground myself and understand that these people spent a good 8 years, 4 years, 3 years, 5 years, a good significant amount of time to build that, right? And like a few episodes ago, I was just talking about like, before I started this whole entire journey, I didn't have clarity of what I wanted to do business-wise, right? I didn't have an idea. I didn't have a solid foundation of what Pollyann was all about. And now it's totally different. It's I feel it. Like I feel it. It's so weird. Like it's when you feel it, you feel it. And this is where you get going. So it's more about now, you know, stepping into that, more about accepting that, stepping to your strengths. Like, you know, I really had to ask myself, you know, I was talking about getting a bartending job and stuff like that. Why did I think about bartending? Because I enjoy talking. I enjoy asking conversations. I enjoy the almost the social aspect of it, but also like, it's just, you're up on your feet, you're using your hands. I'm very kinesthetic kind of person where just like, I enjoy that compared to a corporate 9-to-5 job. And I'm thinking about the hours involved. Like, you know, and if I'm working at nighttime, it gives me the daytime to like sleep a little bit and then go and work in my business and everything during the day. When you're working a corporate 9-to-5 job, I just literally didn't have time for any of that, right? Like it was harder. And I really had to like dig deep and like, let's talk about money and let's get the money, let's build the business and let's pour it all into that. And like, this is where it's at. This is where things get real and you have to get real with yourself, right? You have to look. So if you guys are in the same position as me at all, if you guys are in a place where you guys owe student money, student debt, or anything like that, or stuck in a corporate 9-to-5 job, ask yourself why. Ask yourself, you know, what can you do right now that you would truly enjoy? And then take a look at what kind of business models is in that kind of space. For example, there was this entrepreneur that I read. I've been reading so much. And this entrepreneur that I read that really, really, really wanted to be a musician playing the guitars. And he wasn't good at it. He wasn't good, right? And that became clear, no matter how much he practiced, he wasn't going to be good at it. But the thing is, like, he enjoyed it. He loved it. So he pivoted. He went to a different direction. He went and built a company that will amplify the people with talent to enhance their abilities in music even more. So that's almost like a shift, right? For like, I enjoy cars, right? Like, what can I do right now where I can be around cars? Like, I see a lot of YouTube channels around like cars, around like, you know, reviewing cars or whatever it is, right? Like, try to think outside the box, right? And I think once you understand that and get a clear grip of that, then yes, this is where it's going to be. Like, I enjoy talking. I enjoy asking questions. I enjoy listening. I enjoy working my hands and stuff like that. So what could I do, right? Bartending came up. There was another, what else did I think about? There was like the English teaching, right? I enjoy just teaching. I enjoy just talking. I enjoy that, right? So like, this is one thing that I thought that would have been viable. So like, I put up resumes for both and we'll see. It's been like just the start of it, but it's quite interesting. It's going to be cool. It's going to be fun. And on top of that, like, being hyper-focused on building that business, it's at the point where I just launched the business and it's growing and I'm learning so much along the way. And I made so many mistakes so far. And it's for some weird, odd reason. I'm still in the game. You know, before it was like, it wasn't doing anything. Like, when I started my drop shipping business, it didn't do it for me. It's just like, okay, it didn't make any money. I just kind of killed it off. I left it for like a month. It wasn't doing anything. My only mistake was like being patient, right? Being patient with that was super, super key. So yeah. So like, now it's like, okay, yeah, I'm being grateful. It's like, it's going, it's growing. I see the potential. I see this. I see the mistakes in the product. I see what I could have done differently, right? Why is it taking so long? And I'm even making notes on like other products and like my, something that I'm passionate about and something that I'm into, like sourcing stuff. And like, it's going to be so fun. It's once you find that, right? Once you find something that you truly love, and you're turned on by it, you almost want to do anything and everything to try to make sure it's going to come true, right? I see the potential. I think these are requirements like that I personally feel that needed to be there for me. The potential to make 6, 7, 8 figures even. The excitement of it and the abilities that it can yield later on as well too. And then timelines, right? Looking at timelines, right? Like, I will set myself, I'm like 28 now, setting myself to like, 32, 35, whatever it is. That is the amount of time that I'm willing, I don't care, whatever, how long it takes, whatever. And still referring each and to every single day on your daily income goals, your daily health goals, you're taking a look at all these things, right? Like, I had to sit down and really kind of plan out and map out my ultimate lifestyle. I really like that. Like, I sat there and I took time and I really wanted to like share with you guys what I wrote. Like, there's like, I wrote in different quadrants: health, wealth, relationship, and love. And I wrote it all out and I did that and I shared, like, I wrote down everything in detail. Like, what did it feel like? How many books am I reading? Who am I as that future Paul? What am I doing? What do I enjoy doing when I'm not, in business building? Like, who's around in me, around my circle? So much detail. And as much as you get into more details, the better, in my opinion. What do I want to do? Like, making new bucket list. I have this urge. I have this competitive nature that I don't have. And I'm considering MMA, considering MMA or acting or something like that. Or why not all? Like, it's never too late. I saw an article. This is a 52-year-old man that's like just starting out his acting career. Awesome. Like, awesome. Colonel Sanders didn't start his business until, he didn't make millions until 65, right? Like, there's so much potential, so much growth, so much things there for you to do. As long as you go and take time and find the clarity and really stop messing around like I was, I think that's super key, super important. And building the relationship, understanding the relationship of what it is. For me, it was money, and there's other parts in like relationships and love and everything like that as well too. But many of you guys should know that already. You know, I went through a really bad breakup, traumatic experiences, and a lot of that in my life. And now it's like crafting and understanding these things in my life and finding clarity of like what is the ideals, you know, and the goal and the targets I want to hit. One particular entrepreneur that I really love to listen to recently, it's Gary Vaynerchuk, Grant Cardone, and just the way and how passionate, how powerful these guys come out of. Like, there's no sugarcoating with Grant Cardone. He talks about money all the time. He talks about his money mindset. He talks about making the right, like the millionaire decision, you know, mapping out, even doing the math. I did the math with six figures. And I'm going to do it right now, actually, since I don't have my pen and paper here with me. But let's just say six figures, you know, $100,000 or, yeah, $100,000. Let's say that. Let's do $100,000and divide it by, let's just say, 12 months. All right. That's $8,333.33 every month, right? So what does that look like in 30 days? So you figure out every 30 days, all right? And then divide, so $277, just in case you guys wanted to know. And then $277 per day will amount to, you know, six-figure income, right? And also divided by 24 hours, hourly. So that's roughly about $11.57, right? So $11.57, but per hour, right? 24 hours, $277. So I'm going to take that $277 again. Okay. Just these numbers. So that way you just make it so that you're aware. I think it's super important to be aware of this. So $277. So what can you do to make $277 every single day to make six figures, right? You can sell products. You can sell online products for, let's just say $50, divide $50 products, whatever it is. Let's just say you want to build something, you want to sell, I don't know, what do you sell for like $50 right now off the top of my head? You know, dog blankets or dog baskets or whatever it is. I don't know. I love dogs. And just because like it just came up. So let's just say you sell a dog basket and for $50, right? And you sell five of those daily. That's about, you know, $5. Yeah, five, almost six. So I divided that by like $50 and came out to like, you know, roughly around six. So we're rounding up 5.5. So you're going to sell six of these every single day, right? Every single day to make six figures. That doesn't have to be like that, right? You can divide it into like, let's just say different stuff, different products. You can, or maybe selling an online course or whatever it is, whatever you're good at. And then so like understanding like the money target goal, and then what can you do to make that target goal into reality? Like what can you do? What kind of business? What kind of thing that you're doing? Even if you're working in a corporate 9-to-5 job and you want to get another job or something like that, or whatever it is, how much money do you have to make every single day to go and make that target of yours? I think that's one thing that Grant Cardone said was really important, that really, really rung for me. And I was like, okay, this works. So every single day, going after that goal and building that, right? What does it take, right? And my goal, it's always around freedom. It's always building that business around freedom so that way I can spend time either traveling, being with family if I need to. There's a lot of freedom. Freedom's of one of my big values in life. And so once you have that, then understanding your values, then you can go and have an idea of what you can do, right? So now you guys already know my plan. Being a bartender, working, pouring every single dollar into the business so that way eventually it'll grow, right? And then what kind of products you need, right, to have your targets? What, you know, what are you selling? And there you go. That's pretty much the gist of it. Like that's a rough idea of where I am, what I have going. And to me, once you hit this epiphany part, it's just as simple as that. Like it's just, you don't need to complicate things. You don't need to get funnels. You don't need to get all this. You don't need to just take one step at a time. I think one thing that a lot of people get discouraged by is that they really, really just take action, but then they're almost like they see the mountain ahead and they're scared, right? So I think that's one thing to look at. But anyways, guys, I hope that this helps you take one step at a time, micro goals, take one little baby step towards that direction. If you find out your goal, take time to build that and find your unique ability, and then go back, do the math, whatever your target is, and then what is the actionable step that you can take today to go towards that, right? If it's just, you know, increasing more income, right? What can you do, right? One step at a time. Finding a unique ability, having a relationship with money, working on this. I know you all can do it, because I love checking in with you guys and sharing with you all this. And that way I can learn. This is like almost a timestamp again. It's always timestamping this, and I'm glad I get to hold all this online. It's fun. And anyways, guys, and then working hard at this. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, though. I will continue on and strive on and share with you guys as best as I can. And hope you guys have a great one. Take care. I know you can do it too. Let's do this together. If you guys have any questions, email me, paul@pathhunters.com. Follow me on Instagram, pathhunters, and send me a DM. If you guys don't have any questions or anything like that, let me know. Anyways, guys, have yourself a great one. Take care. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.